was nearly 6 years old, my father asked of me, "Oh, tell me, child, when you grow up, what do you want to be? Doctor, lawyer, businessman, army officer. As you get older, you should think of starting your career." With candidness I answered him, 'twas not what he expected. In fact, the things I had to say, they made him quite dejected. "When I grow up, I want to be a servant of devotees, devotees of the Lord Supreme, free from anxieties. I want to be a kind friend to every living being, doing welfare for their good, no longing or lamenting." At that reply, my father glared, his eyes were blazing red. Almost in rage, he managed to control himself and said, "Dear child, to advance in life, that will not be the way. From lofty sounding words like these, the bills you cannot pay. So tell me once again, dear lad, what do you want to do to make a name for us, your kin, before your life is through?" Again I spoke with courage to tell my heart's desire. "I want to hear the names of God which take away lust's fire, to use my body, mind, and words in Lord Sri Krishna's service, to make best use of this bad bargain, not this chance to miss." All this was too much for the one who claimed me as his son. The atheist, in shaking rage, cried, "Now I am undone. Prophetic words indeed, for the Lord would soon appear, his lion form surprising all, protecting us from fear. When I grow up, I want to be a servant of devotees, devotees of the Lord Supreme, free from anxieties. I want to be a kind friend to every